Hello, this is Brooke Heaton with Just World Books. Ambassador Chaz Freeman Jr. is a veteran diplomatist with a long career in government service. He is also no stranger to controversy, and has been frank in his assessment of U.S. failures in foreign policy, many of which he describes in detail in his latest book, America's Misadventures in the Middle East. In January, Ambassador Freeman sat down with the New America Foundation's Steve Clemens to discuss the U.S. role in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Have a listen.
Let me say that I don't consider myself anti-Israel, although I am certainly against the policies of the current government and the political majority in Israel, which I believe are deeply self-destructive to Israel, short-sighted, and damaging to the interests of the United States. My starting point is the interests of the United States for every question. And this issue, unresolved issue of Israel and Palestine, which is the issue. It is the issue that drives Muslim rage in ever-widening circles, and it is the issue that inspires and energizes anti-American terrorism on a very broad part of the globe. I think this is an appropriate concern of Americans. I don't believe that playing the role of enabler to an alcoholic is an act of kindness, and I don't believe playing the role of enabler to a country that is setting itself for catastrophe is responsible either. And I think we have a very sad situation in this country. You referred to someone calling you an Israel basher, in which any criticism of whatever it is that the current government of Israel is doing is immediately cited as evidence of anti-Israel bias or anti-Semitism. Israel is, of course, a foreign country, not part of the United States, and anti-Semitism and criticism of Israel are two very different things, and they should be recognized as such. What would I do? The first thing I'd have to admit is that the United States essentially has disqualified itself as a mediator. I say that with great sadness, because I believe on many occasions in the past we had opportunities to broker peace. I think there has been the implicit promise of peace on many occasions, and we did not do that. We cannot play the role of mediator because of the political hammerlock that the right wing in Israel, through its supporters here, exercises in our politics. We're simply biased. We're not capable. If you doubt that, read the so-called Palestine papers and see what we were doing. I, with great reluctance, have come to the conclusion that the United States is unfit to make peace in that context. But we need peace. So my answer would be to outsource. That is, to look to Europeans, Russians, to support the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002 at Beirut, which has placed on the record now not just the willingness of all of the Arab countries, but all Islamic countries through the Islamic Conference's endorsement of it, to establish a normal relationship, recognize Israel and establish a normal relationship with it, if only it will reach an acceptable deal with the Palestinians. Is an acceptable deal possible? Read the Palestine papers. The only question about whether it's possible or not is it's certainly not a question of Palestinian willingness to make concessions. Anybody who thought that was an issue has now been disabused of that notion. What's the question? The question is a deal so patently unfair that it is unstable and unsustainable, which is a very important point. You cannot expect to make a deal in diplomacy if it is so unbalanced that it excites enmity and animosity and fuels efforts to overthrow it. I mean, Peace is nothing but a situation that is tolerable to those with the capacity to overthrow it. It's not, you know, a heavenly condition of harmony. And we need to find partners to address this issue. We need peace. The Israelis need peace. God knows the Palestinians need peace. And if peace can come, many things will become easier to address. It will not be the millennium. There will still be lots of problems. But it will be a great help to moving forward on many fronts.